Joining us now, ESPN MLB insider Jeff Passan. Jeff, we saw a joint statement from a handful of the biggest men's professional sports leagues. But tell us sort of what you're hearing from the MLB world as they make adjustments.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're working in lockstep at this point because I don't think any of the leagues want to do any more than the others or feel like they're, you know, working from behind here. And one of the easiest things to do is to restrict access to your players. And look, I get it. This is a contagious disease and nobody wants to catch it. And nobody wants to be in contact with people unnecessarily. And so they're taking understandable steps to mitigate this as best they can. But the bigger question for Major League Baseball, I think, is going to be, are we actually going to see games? As of right now, and MLB in a statement said this is a fluid situation, which it clearly is. As of right now, though, MLB is planning to finish out its slate of spring training games as well as have opening day on March 26th. And I think a lot of that just depends on what the spread looks like over the next week or two.
Well, Jeff, I'm headed down to spring training, but I'm not sure if I should go anymore because I don't know if anybody's going to be there. What do you think is most likely to happen? I know, right? What I'm saying is that what do you think is more likely to happen?
Get all the partying in before everyone tells you you shouldn't be in large groups of people drinking and spitting on each other like I did.
Do you think MLB is more likely to have games without people or to cancel games altogether, Jeff?
Oh, that is such a good question. I think they would probably postpone games, but I don't think that's something that is at all unanimous at this point among clubs. And so that is pure speculation by me. It makes me wonder if they're going to, you know, if games get postponed for the first week or two of the season, whether they feel like over the course of the year they may be able to make up a couple of them and not have a full 162-game schedule. Or I think there's definitely the opportunity, and I got this from a couple of sources, that if coronavirus happens to spread in a particular metropolitan area, each team's going to have a contingency plan where they can look at another place to play. For example, if a team that has spring training in Arizona, coronavirus spreads in their city in which they normally play, there's a possibility that they could move games to spring training facilities and play here in Phoenix where I am instead.
Talking to Jeff Passan here on Spain and Company on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Jeff, I'm curious. There are some people, I don't think they're conspiracy theorists. I think they're just curious. If you move the media out of the locker rooms or you have to, you know, have a 6 to 8 foot barrier between those who are speaking to athletes outside the locker room, you're really helping prevent the athletes from interacting, but there's still thousands of fans in attendance and they're athletes are still interacting with each other and personnel and people at home and anybody at the store and everything else. What is the real goal here in terms of these media lockouts?
I think it's just a first step to take. And look, you're right. Like the logic, if we're talking about a 6 foot gap that you need to have when communicating with people, what's the distance between seat to the stadium? 6 inches? Like, I think for the time being, this is a nod to the players. Like, hey, we have hundreds of millions of dollars invested in our team. Every team has that. And are we going to expose the players to more risk? I think this is an easier thing, honestly, for MLB to say at the moment because regular season games aren't being played. Where it gets more difficult is with the NBA and the NHL and MLS right now, which all have their seasons going on. And, the cognitive dissonance there is very real. How can you say that we're going to protect the players and then not go out and theoretically protect the fans? And it's why I think the NBA has been much more open to this point than MLB to the idea of playing in empty arenas.
What have you heard from players, though? We all know how important routine is to guys on a ball club, and this obviously has affected a lot, you know, not just in terms of playing in front of people, but health concerns. I mean, what have you heard from guys in the bigs about what their actual thoughts and fears are about COVID-19?
You know, I think there are a couple of tacks to take here, and For the most part, it's been, thank God we're young and this virus tends not to affect young people in terms of mortality rate nearly as acutely as it does people who are 60 and older. That being said, nobody wants to get it. And there are fears that with it being as public facing a job as it is, and being in environments that happen to be filled with people, lots of people, at any given time, that they are potentially more susceptible to it. And that's a scary feeling, but it's also one that they're coming to terms with and hoping that the league handles it in the proper fashion. And whether that means playing in front of empty stadiums, whether that means canceling games or postponing games, or whether that means going on with life like we normally do when there isn't a potential pandemic, I think that baseball players, just like the league, are still bending their opinions, and as they should be, to the news that's coming out publicly about the spread of the virus.
Jeff, we got about a minute left. I want to quickly ask you, you said they're all working in lockstep for situations and statements like this, but the timing will be different for different sports. Do you think that they will continue to do so as this either spreads or gets lessened? Or do you think at some point they'll all individually have to make up these decisions?
Yeah, I think as much as they can, they want to, the sports leagues want to stay uniform. But I also think that the calendar matters. And Major League Baseball's got a lot more time to play its season than the NBA does.
Right.
I mean, the NBA playoffs, are they going to be stretching into July? I suppose they could. They've played in arenas. I look, though, and I think this is sort of an interesting perspective to take. I understand that the spread of coronavirus in Japan and the number of cases there are far more significant than there are in the United States now. But I wonder if 6 days from now, we've gone from 600 to potentially thousands of cases in the United States, whether Major League Baseball does what Nippon Professional Baseball
right.
did today.
Yeah. And what we're seeing in Italy is the cancellation of everything.
They postponed the start of their season. And they're opening
well,
and
that's
day
why
was
it's
only
useful
scheduled six
to
days before.
Yeah, Jeff, that's why it's useful to do what they're doing now, right, and start preventative measures in the hopes that they won't have to get to that point. But obviously, that so much depends on where this goes from here. Thanks for your insight. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure's mine, guys. Stay healthy.
Thanks, Jeff.